Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. You've opened your business, and now you want to make sure that people know about your business. In other words, you need customers or clients. How do you go about making your potential customer base aware of your business? We've talked about this subject many different times on Score Business Points. Various guests on the program have pointed out the benefits of building a good website, making sure your website's in the top five searches, search engine optimization, making sure you are branded properly, having a Facebook presence, having good marketing material, and a lot more. The question is, how do you go about determining what you need and who you should hire to accomplish your marketing goals? Should you hire a consultant or an agency? So what's the difference between a consultant and an agency? In doing my research, it surprised me to find that many businesses have no idea what the difference is. Maybe the confusion comes in the name. A consultant can be used to refer to someone who works for an agency and works with clients through that agency. In the ever-increasing world of people working for themselves, a consultant refers to a solo person not tied to a bigger organization. They work with their clients directly and are often able to be more embedded with their clients because they purposely keep their workloads lighter. Consultants may have other individuals that they work with, such as a designer or developer, but they don't employ anyone else. Conversely, an agency is a larger organization that has multiple layers of people and services. They'll often have account managers. Some agencies have consultants doing both the account management and the actual work. They have strategists, individual contributors in more service-oriented organizations, and more. They can operate at a scale that most individual consultants cannot, though this often comes at a higher price. In the marketing world, agencies are often the entities most able to provide services such as directly managing your social media accounts, implementing changes to your SEO strategy, or writing and promoting content to grow your brand. Some consultants also offer and are willing to do this, preferring to be an individual contributor and an extension of your team. But from my knowledge, this is less likely than with an agency. Whether you feel you need an agency or a consultant, the problem is still the same. How do you go about determining whom to hire? At a recent SCORE Small Business Expo, I ran across a business that can help you determine what you need for your business and at the same time connect you with the right person or agency to accomplish your needs. The business is a marketing consulting business similar to the franchise consultant. You may remember a SCORE Business Point show a while back on franchise consultants. They help the potential franchisee determine which franchise he or she is best suited for, and then put them in touch with the franchisor. The service is free to the franchisee, and so it is the same with the marketing consultant. On the show today to talk with me about marketing consultants is John Bertino, founder and CEO of The Agency Guy, Inc., a marketing consultancy firm. John is a digital strategist and consultant with expertise in content marketing, linked acquisition, technical search engine optimization, thought leadership, and lead generation. He is also a graduate of Rutgers University with an BS in marketing. John is also an adjunct professor of marketing at Drexel University's LeBeau College of Business, as well as an instructor at the University of San Diego, teaching students the fundamentals of search engine optimization, link building, and content marketing, and the like. John is a SCORE workshop instructor in SCORE San Diego, where he educates attendees on search engine ranking algorithms, best practices for writing title tags, meta descriptions, URLs, and on other page elements, keyword search techniques, and the fundamentals of local SEO. He also founded SoCal. It's a marketing club in February of 2012. The club is the convergence of San Diego's three most active and prolific digital marketing meetups, the Internet Marketing San Diego, SEO San Diego, and SEM, which is Search Engine Marketing San Diego. That's a lot, John. Welcome to SCORE Business Points, John, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. That was a terrific intro. I appreciate you highlighting my background, but also the really smart and thorough breakdown of the difference between an agency and a consultant. I think you nailed it.
You think I did? Well, that means I did my research well. All right.
All right. You sure did.
My first question is, in researching for your particular operation, I could find very little about a marketing agency provider consultancy. So how unique is what you do, and why, If you thought of it, haven't a lot of others?
Right. Well, the cat will be out of the bag after this podcast. So I'd say what we do is quite unique, although in the almost 6 years now we've been doing it, we are finding that there are a few other teams starting to spring up offering something similar. And so as you essentially articulated, at least at a high level, we've got a unique model here at TAG in that we consult with businesses of all sizes. So we kind of focus on the small, emerging to mid-market size companies. Consult with them generally pro bono, meaning for free, on digital marketing, brand marketing strategy, most areas of marketing we'll consult on, in an effort to ultimately matchmake them to the ideal service provider, regardless of whether that service provider is an agency or a consultant. The goal is just to connect them or matchmake them not only to the ideal service provider solution for marketing, but also one that's been vetted for quality and best practices, and one that we just know delivers not only in terms of results, but also in terms of customer service and support.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm a business owner. How, if there are a few more that you say now that are out there, how would I, as a business owner, go about finding some reputable agency provider such as yourself? Tell me how to find you.
Sure. And just to make sure to draw a proper distinction, you know, we're quite a bit different, right? We're not your typical service provider. In fact, technically speaking, we're not really a service provider at all, other than the service of providing really good, sound marketing advice and then matchmaking you. But we do that, as I said before, really at no cost, because we're compensated by the agencies we represent. But if I'm a business owner, regardless of size, and I'm just looking to go out and try to hire a great marketing or consultant on my own, it's quite challenging. It's quite difficult. It's one of these almost like embarrassment of riches type scenarios, so to speak, in that there's almost too many options. And because of that, they all start to look the same. They all start to sound the same. And those that have actually tried this before have found that a lot of providers, unfortunately, promote or present one thing and ultimately don't live up to it. In fact, that's a bit of an epidemic in marketing. And that was the exact opportunity we saw. That was the exact need that we thought we could service and fulfill to help people get good, sound, unbiased marketing advice while simultaneously helping them find not just a vetted provider, but a vetted provider that's also ideal for their needs. And so just to get back to your core question, which is, you know, how does someone do it, or how do they go about it? Well, there's a lot that could be said there, but simply going to Google and trying to Google your way to finding a solution, generally speaking, proves not to be the best way to go about it. There's just too many options, and they all look the same. And a lot of websites, if you're not savvy with marketing speak, marketing dialect, there's just a lot of marketing jargon and terminology that just gets confusing. And so most people end up going through a referral of a friend and family member, and I think that's definitely better than the former approach. But then still, you're getting a lot of bias from that friend or family member who just says, "Oh, well, I think Joe does marketing. Talk to Joe." And Joe might not be at all what you need. And then again, you're kind of just, if you're new to this type of thing, so especially for small businesses, you're kind of just taking Joe's word on whatever he recommends is actually what you need. And there again lies another one of the major issues, that agencies and consultants tend to recommend, they tend to solve your problems with whatever it is they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you contact a design agency and you say, "Hey, I need marketing." Well, they want to solve 99% of your problems with website design, don't they? Or you contact a company whose backbone is an SEO and you say, "Hey, I need marketing," and they want to solve 99% of your problems with ranking higher in Google. So therein lies another major problem, which is a lot of the recommendations people get are skewed and biased towards whatever that agency happens to be good at, and that's just one more challenge on top of the whole process.
All right, so let's say I am a business owner, and I found you, or I come to you. What can I expect from you?
So, as I started to outline previously, our process when we meet with the business owners is first, book out a call to better understand their business, truly understand how they work, how they make money, what their business economics are, talk through what they've done in the past that hasn't worked, talk through what they're currently doing, which is or isn't working, and then provide our expertise on what we think they should do going forward. We also tend to do a fairly in-depth, or I should say have a fairly in-depth discussion around what type of capabilities they do or don't have in-house. Do they have design capabilities, for example? Do they already have someone that's buying media on search or social? Do they already have a developer? What are all these things need, or none of these things need? And a lot of that goes into our decision as far as who to introduce them to. Nice. Also, I wanted to add, because I don't think I mentioned before, that every member, every consultant on my team, that is the Agency Guy Inc. team, has at least a decade of digital marketing experience. And so therein lies another huge benefit. You know, you mentioned at the top of the discussion that I'm an adjunct professor at Drexel. I also teach at the University of San Diego. I also am a columnist or contributor on Forbes. And so when brands come to us, they get extensive, really experienced insights, feedback, recommendations, strategy, and they get it, again, at no cost. And that's before we even introduce them to somebody.
I see. All right. Well, in doing research for the show, I came across an article that laid out six steps to go through when finding a marketing agency. All right. And they are, let me give it to you. They are, one, know what you want to accomplish. Two, learn all about the services they provide. Three, research the marketing firm's previous clients. Four, set up expectations for your involvement and availability. Five, make sure you get along with their team. And six, read the contract carefully. Is that what you provide your business owner clients? And if not, then what?
I think like a lot of web content, you get a lot of decent kind of high-level lists, but the true expertise is often missing from a lot of this kind of blog content we find online. So I like those 6 points to varying degrees. The one I probably like the least is the first one, which is know what you want to accomplish. Honestly, one of the biggest problems I find, especially with smaller businesses, is that they come into the call almost acting like they know what they want or need, or they've gotten some very basic recommendations, and so they've bought into that philosophy. A good example would actually be social media. Social media absolutely has its time and place in the overall marketing mix, but boy, it can be hard to extract true return on investment out of your social media. But it's a great example of something that people hear about, they get hyped up about. Everybody then tells them they have to have social media. And so they take, again, speaking specifically in terms of small business, they take their precious hard-earned resources and they want to put that into social media. So that's a perfect thing that a business needs to be coached on and consulted out of doing. Because chances are, 9 times out of 10, that you're a small business with very limited resources. Social media is either not what you should be doing, or at least not what you should be paying somebody else to do, because it's the type of thing that, just to get to the heart of it, a lot of businesses really kind of need to keep internally, because to get true good, to activate true good engaging social content usually needs to stem from the brand itself. But anyway, the overarching point is that I would actually be cautious, especially again to small businesses, to come into these conversations being too convinced that they know what they want to accomplish, or at least what marketing channels they want to use to accomplish these goals. I would suggest that on their agency search, they be open to hearing different points of views, getting different guidance, kind of comparing and contrasting the different philosophies they're hearing, because they will get different philosophies. And kind of after you've gone through that search, kind of narrow it down to what really makes sense for you and not be too dead set on a specific marketing channel or tactic. So that's my 2 cents on just the first bullet that you offered. Looking at a few of the other ones, learn about all the services they provide. I think, sure, that makes sense, of course. Research the marketing firm's previous clients. Yeah, that's true as well, and they should try. However, you know, obviously a lot of agencies are going to give you kind of a biased view on the success they've had with their clients. But, you know, you can certainly get a feel for the kind of size and scope of the engagements they've worked with these clients. And then they should definitely ask for brands. And then, you know, looking over that individual's LinkedIn profile and their background to get a more true and holistic viewpoint on how qualified these people are, I mean, certainly you should do your research. Set expectations for your involvement and availability. I think that's a great one. That was your fourth bullet. I definitely think that both parties, both the agency / consultant and the brand itself, should have very clear expectations on who's doing what, who, what, when, where, why, and how much, and certainly the timeline for results. So expectation setting is definitely critical on both sides. Make sure you get along, no doubt about that. That was your fifth bullet, and your sixth mm-hmm. bullet was read the contract carefully. Well, I definitely wouldn't disagree with that.
Okay. All right. All right. With, as I mentioned earlier, you're kind of like the franchise consultancy that we had, we talked about, where they find, they get a franchisee coming to them, and they help them find a franchisor that best suits them. So how does your agency, your consultancy, I would say, determine if the business owner and the marketing agency you're maybe going to refer them to, or the consultant you're going to refer them to, is best, or that they're best suited for each other? How do you go about that?
Lots to unpack there. First, yes, I would certainly agree at a high level. Our model is very similar to that model. In fact, I would say that our model is kind of common in most industries. Just for some reason, it hasn't made a big appearance in marketing yet, and we're kind of out there blazing the trail. But yes, a very similar kind of matchmaker model exists in many different industries. As far as how we go about making those matches, well, there's several different criteria points. Good question. Say the first and kind of obvious thing is we look at what does that business actually need in terms of marketing services. Again, we often refer to these as marketing channels, right? Search engine optimization or ranking higher in search engines is a channel. Advertising on Facebook is a channel. It's called media buying. It's a social media buy. Advertising on search engines, the marketing channel, it's called a search engine media buy. Branding could be considered a channel, so on and so forth. So the first thing to understand is what services do they really need? And as I kind of alluded to earlier, providing our own insight, perspective, and expertise to help refine their opinion of what it is they actually need. Okay, once that's been accomplished, next we're looking obviously at budget, helping them. We obviously want to align a business with a company that is of kind of similar size and stature, if you will, that works on retainers and engagements that are, again, in alignment with what that client has to spend. And especially for small businesses, there's a lot of discussion, again, from us on what an appropriate spend or investment looks like. And by the way, there is another area where we're very unique. We're very different. You know, an agency tends to recommend that your spend and investment should be, well, whatever you charge. Well, we represent, and I don't think I've mentioned this yet, represent about 200 different teams. They come in all shapes and sizes. And so it's not, when you come through us, it's not about what we, because we're the agency, what we want to charge you. It's more like what it actually takes to get the results that they're looking for. And we give a very unbiased perspective on what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So still going through, working through my answer to your question, we're matchmaking based on services needed. We're matchmaking based on budget. Once we've addressed those two areas, we then look at things like location, if location matters to that business. We also look at things like personality, right? When we really hit home runs, when we really get a slam dunk, it's when we put a business, or as we refer to them, a brand, with an agency or consultancy that's offering the ideal services at the ideal price point in the ideal location with ideally the perfect personality to complement them. Mm-hmm. That's most of the criteria, but there's a few other things as well.
I see. All right. So I do come to you, and I ask you a question because I'm interested. What's the hottest market agency around? What would you tell me?
Well, that's kind of our secret sauce. But I would say that, at risk of sounding redundant, there actually is kind of no such thing as the perfect or ideal agency. It so much depends on your specific situation. So my best attempt, and every opportunity that comes across our desk, Michael, that's actually the point we want to get to, is to be able to answer that question for them, right? What is the ideal solution for this person? But it really can't be answered until, again, we talk through your specific needs, your internal resources. We help do expectation setting on our side. We help offer new ideas and contributions to what you're thinking you need so that, you know, you can reconsider those areas that do or don't actually belong in your short-term marketing mix. Then we talk about things, again, like location and personality, get a feel for you. Oh, and you know, one other key thing I forgot to mention is industry. You talk about finding the perfect industry, or who's going to be the perfect agency, or who's going to be the perfect agency or consultant for you. Well, ideally, that agency or consultant has some experience in your industry. Mm-hmm. And that's a big, big component that we like to look at. So I unfortunately can't answer you unless you're actually looking for an agency, and then you and I can carve out some time to try to figure that out.
Okay. All right. You mentioned it, but I want the listeners to understand exactly. We talk about fees, that you don't charge the business owner a fee for what you're doing, do you?
Beautiful thing, isn't it?
Well, I just want to make sure.
That would be correct.
Exactly, because that's exactly the way the franchise consultant works. They don't charge the franchisee a fee. They get paid from the franchisor, which means that when the franchisor says, yes, I want this person as a franchisee, then that consultant gets a fee. And I assume it's exactly the same way you work. When you come to an agency, whether it be a consultant or a marketing agency, and I say, I have a client for you, and da-da-da-da-da, here is all the stuff, and they say, yes, this is a good fit, and then you get paid by them.
Correct. Okay. 90% of the time, that's how it works. And in those scenarios, in those 9 out of 10 scenarios, let me add that you notice how this model incentivizes us to produce an agency or consultant that's going to be an ideal fit so that that brand and that agency work together for a long, long time, because we do make additional money usually when they stay together. So our interests, again, are very much in line with that brand and businesses to knock it out of the park, because it literally behooves us to do so. I do just want to mention that 1 out of 10 times where we're not no charge are only in unique situations where before we can make a recommendation, we need to do some type of extensive research, something that requires, 5, 10, 15, 20 hours worth of work by us. In those scenarios, and they happen from time to time, we'll charge a one-time fee to build out that strategy, and then we'll take that strategy and bring it somewhere. We do that on occasion with some brand messaging stuff. My colleague and business partner, Steven Zaconza, that's his area of expertise, and it's also oftentimes for new brands where the conversation needs to start. So sometimes we'll do projects like that, or other times, again, we need to audit Google Analytics or do an SEO audit of sorts. So there are some one-off situations where we'll do a one-time project with a brand, but again, 9 times out of 10, it only takes a couple phone calls, and then we're on our way.
Okay.
No charge.
I think you've already mentioned this in answering one of the earlier questions, but how do you determine the marketing firm that you're going to take my business to and give it to? How do you determine that we're the good fit?
Yeah, that just gets right back to that criteria before, as far as what are the needs, what's the budget, what's the location, what's the personality, and the one I had previously forgotten was what's the industry, what's the niche.
I see. Okay. I was sure. I just wanted to make sure that I understood. All right. Well, let's back up a little bit. The thing I wanted to ask was, I had a hard time when I was doing research for the show to find businesses similar to yours. And you say they're starting to get more and more, but I had a hard time finding them when I was doing, I don't know how many different searches I did to come up with potential other businesses the same as yours. But if that's the case, that they're going to come up eventually, one of the things, that, eventually, if you found the way, I'm sure others are going to find the way. One of the things is that once the people find the way, how do I determine as a business owner that this is right, this is the right one? They're not going to put me off to somebody just for the fee. Similar to what the franchise consultant does to the franchisor. There are lots of franchise consultants out there now, and they work with a lot of different franchises. And sometimes you want to make sure that you got the right person to do the job for you. They got your best interest at heart, because there's some who may not have your best interest at heart. They're just looking for the money. How do I determine when I find somebody that they're not just in it for the money?
So I can't speak specifically to the franchisee, franchisor search firm model. I'm aware that that exists and that ours looks similar, but beyond that, I don't know the ins and outs of that. as far as what we do with marketing agencies, I have a couple of really good answers for you. The first thing to understand is that pretty much any agency or consultant will pay us a referral fee. And then more or less will offer the same types of compensation packages. And I really mean that. Like, it's very, very rare that if we approach someone about bringing them clients in exchange for a referral fee, that they will decline. Almost everybody will do it, which means we have the leverage to simply handpick the ones we want. It's not as simple as just taking the first five people I came across who are willing to cut me a check, and there you go, there's our roster. There's no reason for us to do that because, one, we're assigning our name to these people, and so we obviously want the teams that represent us the best. Our reputation's on the line, right? Mm-hmm. And two, again, anybody will compensate us. So it's kind of like, I don't know, what's a good metaphor for you? I wish I had one prepared. But just, I don't know, pretend if someone said to you, what's a good restaurant, and they're all willing to pay you referral fees, well, you're simply just going to recommend the ones that you truly believe in, because they're all paying you the same thing. There's no reason why you would recommend restaurants that aren't good. Again, not a great metaphor, but I think that I've made my point.
Okay.
The other reason, as I said earlier, is that we are incentivized to connect brands with agencies they stay with. Again, it works out to our advantage. So we are quite literally incentivized to only connect brands with agencies that they're going to fall in love with, they're going to stay there, and then there's really no other way for us to even look at it except for that.
Going back to the franchise consultancy, when I ask them this question, they have an answer that says, for as long as these people need me. So how long do you work together with the business owner?
I think in most cases, it's a fairly expedient process because we're really just a small extra step that brand needs to take to make sure that they get to the right agency in the first place. As I kind of mentioned earlier, it's usually just a few phone calls or a few emails exchanged to make sure that we've, one, truly understand their needs, and two, have done our part in recommending what their needs actually are, where we think they should be investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then to connect them with the agency that's an ideal fit. And we also see them through that process as well. I don't think I mentioned that. Once we do a connection to an agency or consultant, we're there along the way, initially, until those two decide to work together. But it's a fairly expedient process, a couple phone calls, a couple emails, and we're there. So the only outlier, as I said earlier, is situations where we actually become the initial team that they work with on some type of initial consultants or something like that, consultation, some type of initial audit, some type of initial strategy build. Those are situations where we're low and we're engaged with someone for a longer period of time. But those are more the exception than the rule.
Based on my, research that I was doing, there are thousands of marketing agencies and consultants. Now, I know you said you work with 200. You couldn't possibly work with all of them. So how did you determine the 200 that you work with?
Well, there's a little backstory I could give you that tells you how we kind of initially got going and then how we do it today. So real quick, the backstory is prior to launching the Agency Guy in 2014, I used to sell our product or service into marketing agencies and consultancies. And it was really interesting. When I was their vendor, I got a very different view of what really happens behind the scenes of some of these places. You got to see which agencies actually held employees and which ones had brutal turnover. You got to see which ones were actually good at executing certain tasks in-house and which tasks they were really just outsourcing to someone else. You got to see a feel for the personality, culture, things like that of these different teams. And so that was how I developed TAG's initial agency roster. But that was only about 10, maybe 20 teams to choose from. But that's how we got started. Since then, there's been a lot of unusual things you would look at. For one, we're obviously looking at credentials. Two, we're looking at testimonials, references, client case studies, all of that type of stuff. And then three, we just have kind of an in-depth vetting process or interview process we go through with our agency or prospective agency and consultant partners. And considering myself and every member of my team has been in the business for over 10 years, we're pretty hip to know who really knows what they're talking about, who doesn't, and whose methodology, processes, and models we agree with and whose we don't. So it's a mix of our expertise coupled with credentials and case studies and things like that.
Okay. Thank you, John, for all of that information and for how that business works. I do appreciate you taking the time out. And okay, listeners, now you have an easier way of finding the right marketing agency. And it probably won't cost you a penny. Plus, the research you would have to do has been eliminated. That sounds great, doesn't it? But as with anything, you still need to do your homework. Just like the franchise consultant, the marketing provider consultancy is paid by the marketing agency. The question is this a potential conflict of interest? With the consultancy being paid by the marketing agency, are your best interests being served? Well, only you can decide that. You need to make sure that, just like any other investment you've made, you've thoroughly checked out your consultant and his company. After all, just as I said in my closing remarks on franchising consultants, the investment you are making can be substantial. You wouldn't buy a home or a used car without an inspection. This is no different. Or you can go the route that many business owners have and do the work on your own. Doing your own due diligence with a marketing strategy is no small task. There's a lot of key metrics to consider with your brand, the market, and yourself. As I said earlier, there are thousands of marketing agencies and marketing consultants, so you want to make sure you're doing your homework and soul searching to make sure that you choose the right agency or consultant for your business. How would you go about this? Well, there's the internet. Just doing a search on marketing agencies, you'll come up with over 17 million hits. If you narrow it down to just marketing consultants, the number drops to 10 million. You would need to narrow it down to your specific needs. So that means you need to do your homework before you can even start your search. Then there's your fellow business owners. Ask them who they use and are they satisfied with the results. No matter what you decide to do, using all at your disposal will help you achieve your goal.
If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. And click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today.
I'd like to thank my guest, John Bertino, for taking the time to be with us here today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.